From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. More Taliban kidnappings in Afghanistan. A group of local passengers traveling by bus were kidnapped late Wednesday. It's the second mass kidnapping in a week by the Afghan Taliban, according to VOA's Aisha Tanzim in Islamabad.
These 17 passengers were all local residents of the Balkhab district in the Saraipul province, and they were just going from their district to the provincial capital when along the way they were interrupted and kidnapped by the Taliban. While the local elders are negotiating for the release, the relatives are, of course, really worried.
Earlier in the week, the Taliban set up an illegal checkpoint in the road, forcing people out of their vehicles, and held some 200 people in the Kunduz province. The State Department says the global terrorism threat is becoming increasingly decentralized, with groups such as Islamic State extending their reach into other parts of the world. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel.
ISIL-aligned groups have established branches in parts of the Middle East, North Africa, West Africa, the Russian North Caucasus, and South Asia. Most of these branches are made up of pre-existing terrorist networks, many of which have their own local goals.
In its annual survey of worldwide terrorism, the department said Islamic State's control of territory in Iraq and Syria remains the greatest terrorism threat globally. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Companies failed to reach a deal to curb oil production in an effort to boost prices on Thursday. The OPEC meeting in Vienna came after a couple of years of falling oil prices that have hurt energy companies and oil exporting nations. This is VOA. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is seeking some 2,500 more peacekeepers to reinforce the United Nations mission in Mali, which has seen 12 of its members killed in May alone. A spokesman said Thursday the troops would include a rapid reaction force, an aviation unit, and specialists in high-security convoys, among other things. An elite U.S. Navy pilot was killed Thursday in one of two separate crashes of military jets. The Navy flyer died when he failed to eject from his Blue Angels F-18 fighter jet during a practice flight for an air show near Nashville, Tennessee. The jet crashed as the pilot was taking off. No one on the ground was hurt. Also Thursday, President Barack Obama met with the pilot of a U.S. Air Force Thunderbird jet that crashed shortly after a flyover for the President's Air Force Academy graduation speech in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The pilot ejected from that plane and was not seriously hurt. Police believe a former UCLA graduate student killed his wife in Minnesota, then traveled to the Los Angeles campus, where he fatally shot a young professor before killing himself. The two victims were apparently on a so-called kill list, as was a second professor authorities believe the gunman intended to kill but couldn't find on Wednesday on the bustling campus. Hillary Clinton unleashed a major foreign policy attack on Donald Trump in a speech in San Diego Thursday, casting the Republican as unqualified and dangerous.
This is a man who said that more countries should have nuclear weapons, including Saudi Arabia. This is someone who has threatened to abandon our allies in NATO, the countries that work with us to root out terrorists abroad before they strike us at home. He believes we can treat the U.S. economy like one of his casinos and default on our debts to the rest of the world, which would cause an economic catastrophe far worse than anything we experienced in 2008.
Clinton said Trump is unqualified to be commander-in-chief. The Republican presumptive Republican nominee responded on Twitter immediately after Clinton's speech, noting that she did not look presidential and was reading from a teleprompter. Meanwhile, the PGA Tour is moving a tournament from a Miami golf course owned by Donald Trump to one in Mexico City. The tour commissioner said the change was not political, but came after the tour was unable to secure sponsorship for the World Golf Championships tournament at the Trump National Doral course at levels to sustain the event and help it grow. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.